I say, 50-50. That's the best pair. If you can't live together, 50-50.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music. What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. I'm one of your hosts. On the other end, we got my boy Mac. What's going on, man? Say what's up to the people.
Love y'all, man. Happy to be back. It's my pleasure. My same opening, man. I have nothing new for y'all. I'm just ready to get busy with this one. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, of course, if you are listening on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. All right, if you're listening on any of the pod, well, if you don't know, this is a podcast and we are on every single platform where podcasts are available. So Spotify, Apple, all that good stuff, right? So make sure y'all check us out. Hey, so going through my week, right? One of the biggest things that I always think about is lessons to teach my kids in order to keep them safe, right? And a lot of times I have, as my kids get older, because they're starting to approach those teenage years, I have a lot of uncomfortable conversations with them about a lot of different things, all right? Especially with my girls, because they're starting to approach that age to where dudes are starting to, or people are starting to see them as attractive. And I kind of have to let them know, about the dangers of the world and things of that nature, right? And one of the things that I was thinking about, right, because Gilbert Arenas kind of summed it up, is a 10 o'clock curfew is what I'm gonna have for my kids, not just for my daughters, for my sons also, right, across the board. And I'm gonna play this video and he's gonna go into why, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it.
You should never leave your home at a certain time. It doesn't make sense. There's nothing out there. The worst cops in the world.
Waiting on you.
They log in at 10 p.m. They know that's when the shit happens. That's what they want. So the most aggressive minds are active at that time. They can't tell the difference between
Right.
who you are when they pull you over. So don't even put yourselves in situations.
I mean, I know me and you were having a conversation about that earlier, but do you agree with what he was talking about? And do you think a 10 p.m. curfew is, something that's good to have for your kids until they turn about 18?
I mean, that's a fact. I mean, ain't nothing outside at after 10 o'clock. Well, wouldn't say 10. 10 is still early to me, right? Yes, the most aggressive cops might clock in at 10. I don't know the time shift. I know where I'm from, it's 11 o'clock is when that shift in the police. I mean, yeah, I needed to know that for a specific reason, right? But I knew that flip in time, right? And yes, it's a certain amount, a certain kind of people have to work. That's them hours, right? It's either they're rookies or they're new to it and they're not good with the schedule, right? They don't get to get choices, but it's certain kinds that clock in at that time as well, right? So he's dead on, right? That's a fact, especially where I'm from, at least. I mean,
Well, no, I think that's just anywhere, even in suburban areas, right? There's nothing good happening after 10 o'clock. I remember the good old Houdini song, right? He explained it, right? The freaks come out at night. What? Yeah, like all the freaks come out at 10 p.m., right? And one of the things my mama used to say when I was younger is, ain't nothing open after 10 o'clock outside of legs and bad decisions, right? That's all that's out there. So, and he talked about the cops aspect. I'm talking about the dangerous people. The most dangerous people were, like he was saying, the most dangerous minds are awake at that time, right? I'm not going to always say that's always going to be the case because people aren't one way. But for the most part, all the bad stuff happens at that time because it's just dark. It's just in time where they're able to conceal themselves a little bit better. But yep, yeah, just. Unfortunately, and this is one of the things, is just about being a dad that has girls, right? We just, that the world isn't fair, and when it comes to your girl, I just want to keep my kids protected, man. Plain and simple. And I'm still figuring it out as I go. Of course, if y'all got some better tips in the comments, I mean, let us know. But I just, when it comes to protecting these girls, it's just we have to know. We just have to know our left and right limits, you know, without being a little bit too overbearing and pushing them one way, because I can also see that happening too. But I was gonna say, like, what are some of the things that you think you'll implement, you know, after your daughter gets like becomes a certain age?
I mean, it's continuous, right? Like, so I would say I will come up with a strategy, and I mean, you think about it, you reason about it a little bit more, and things will always change. And I know we talked about this already. It's just information. You give them information that's a valid information right there, is about the 10, 11 o'clock curfews, right? That's one of them. I think that's a big one. But information, and let the kids be kids, man. Just let them do their thing. I mean, that's the best experience. If they want to not listen to you and transgress your boundaries, they have to learn, and that's the way some people learn, and that's just the bad part of it. But one thing I said, man, I know I got a daughter as well, very young, but all I can do is educate her, and hopefully she heed to my warnings, right? I'm not going to stop her, because I think we were talking about this. I remember watching this family raise their kids where they were super strict on the girls, right? They couldn't go anywhere. And once they were old enough to get out that house, man, they were straight, like, they were good kids. Once they got that freedom, straight whores. You see what I'm saying? So that strict shit don't work. I don't give a fuck what you say. And I don't know. I mean, that's all I got for you, man. Just education. Education. Just keep educating them. A lot of times they're not going to take that information. That's what I'm trying to say. This is how the brain work is. You're going to give them the information. They're going to say, "Can I use this information?" If they feel like the information is not useful to them, they're just going to dump it anyways, right? So how do you make that practical or demonstrable, right? Like, how can you demonstrate it? You tell them about it. Maybe you have to take them with you, right? After 11 o'clock, what you're saying, like, the freaks come out at night. Like, I know some areas, you know, where I'm from, and I just probably whip her through there, like, "Hey, see what happens out here? This is what's happening," right? Instead of just telling them, and then they have to think about it themselves. You have to be able to show them and then demonstrate, well, tell them, then demonstrate it, right? And I think that's the best learning experience from my perspective. I don't know.
No, man, I think you hit a nail on the head. Hey, so just to add on to this, right? Because there is also a similar conversation going on in those in the TikTok streets, right? And I wanted to play this video and just to kind of see, you know, what your take is on it. Peace.
You may not harass women. You may know how to take rejection. The majority of men that most women deal with do not. They have to be hyper vigilant, because they have to be constantly scanning the room, making sure that they're in a safe situation.
It seems as if women want to perfect the social environment instead of existing within it. You don't like the negative experiences that come along with like the environments you like to be in. Remove yourself from said environments.
Investigators say 26-year-old Quintet Wilson is accused of shooting at a woman several times after she denied his offer of a ride. Harris County District Attorney representatives tell ABC 13 the woman was waiting to catch a bus when Wilson offered her a ride. She accepted, but while in the car, she became really uncomfortable and asked to be let out of the vehicle. So he stopped and let her go. We're told she then caught a bus to a friend's house. Later in the day, police say the woman was walking to a different bus stop and Wilson approached her again, asking if she wanted a ride. She declined. As he tried to convince her, investigators say Wilson told the woman she was going to miss her blessing as he was coming onto her. The woman again declined, and officers say Wilson started yelling profanities at the woman. We're told that's when Wilson is accused of shooting from his car three times, hitting her once.
She was shot in her back, 16 weeks of recovery, and she was a complete stranger.
Sit at the house. Be grown.
An East Nashville woman left feeling terrified after seeing.
Okay, so he's just going to continue to play stories in order to kind of fit the narrative a little bit, or just to kind of guide it one way. And I just kind of wanted to have like an unbiased take. So just based off of those first two videos, well, first, I can honestly say the second video, he kind of cut out some of the context that was in there just to kind of fit the narrative that he's getting ready to try to spin. But the biggest thing was the dude was just saying certain environments, and I'm not saying just unfortunately, that's just the way it is. It's like certain environments I know aren't good. Like, and we talk about it all the times where you go to certain parties or you go to, and he was saying like hookah lounges, bars, clubs, those types of places is where these things are more or less likely to happen. But in that video or the news piece that the young lady was talking about, it was, her pretty much getting on the bus and trying to stay away from a man. And unfortunately, he took that young woman's life. And these things happen a lot. And the father in me is really starting to understand more or less why they start to say that men are the problem in so many different ways. And I know we had the conversation before where we talked about, when you're in the situations like in the gyms or in when you're in the elevators and, staying away from women and things of that nature. It's just as a man that has girls, and I hate to be, in that situation where it's looked at as pandering, but I just know how dangerous it is out here for these young women. And they do need extra protection. Unfortunately, I don't have the answers outside of I'm going to protect my own to the best of my ability. I can't protect all women, but I'm going to protect the women that are in my life to the best of my abilities. And I'm just going to kind of leave it at that.
I mean, I like you said, he was going to spin it to a narrative. I don't know what narrative he was going with on that, but I mean, we're from the video we just watched. I mean, dude, first of all, the freaking straight stalker. Like, how the hell did you find her the morning of after she done went and hung out? I mean, at her friend's and stayed the night. What, did he sleep outside and just waited? That's crazy, right? So that made you even think even more. But just like you're saying, the men are the problem, right? And also the solution, right? So we're going back to like being raised and raising your kid correctly. That's a man problem again, right? And then it's raising your boys right too. That's the solution, because if that motherfucker was raised right, he wouldn't be out there stalking people, right? And be able to take rejection. And I think that's what Homeboy was saying at first on the dude in the yellow shirt. Where dudes can't take rejection. I used to be like that. I used to be fucking, it used to be crazy. I'm just laughing because it just takes me back where a chick would shut you down and you just start cussing out. Then I came to the realization, like, what are you doing? You see what I'm saying? So dudes can't take rejection because we weren't taught. I mean, I wasn't taught, right? As in how to communicate with females and so on and so forth. So you feel like it's a strike at your ego that you try to get with her and she shuts you down. Now you pissed and shit. So I think that needs to be taught from an adult male to a younger male. Like, if you like someone, you're talking to them, she might not like you. You might not be her cup of tea. And that's perfectly fine. Someone else will probably like you, but that particular person just does not like you. I mean, you don't have to go any further. Just like in the video, he says, you're going to miss your blessing. I was like, what's her blessing? Getting fucking shot. That's crazy. What
Yeah.
was her blessing? I don't know. I'm just saying, we're the problem and the solution, right? I'm just being honest, and people gonna come for me, but it is what it is.
It's facts, and it's just I think you hit a lot of good points. Just raising your kids the right way, right? And just being a decent, I think in a lot of ways we lose the fact that, we just all need to be decent humans. The more that I see it, the more that I see these narratives spent online, it just, this is the reason why I'm not online 24/7, because we're just training each other to hate each other. So it's either super pro male or there's super pro female narratives, and there's very few that are kind of in the middle that's there to kind of say, hey, if you weren't being an asshole, and if you weren't being an asshole, then this wouldn't be a problem. So it's just forcing everybody to divide this way, and we just have to teach our kids off, like, outside of the internet, to be decent people. It's plain and simple. Just treat people the same way that you want to be treated. And even more than that, just basic decency. And I think that that's all I can really say about that. And I feel so sorry for that lady and her family, because she got out the car with the man, and this man literally followed her around and killed her.
It's crazy.
It, it's insane. Go ahead.
And the thing is, when you're pushing it from, it's either super masculine or feminine, and no one's in the middle. And it's where that saying go, like, everything is played in the middle. Sometimes you have to compromise, and sometimes you have to concede, right? It just is what it is. As the saying goes, it says, man is from Mars, woman from Venus, right? Those are the outside. What's in the middle of Venus and Mars, right? It's Earth. And this is where we're operating, man. Like, so we have to give, right? We're totally different, and we have to see it from different perspective. And I think that's super important. Now, somebody told me that about the night and the day, right? Because you can't always have fun. Sometimes you have to give up half of it, right? Everything is split in half, and you have to find the middle ground. And this is where we operate. This realm that we live in is the middle ground. It's just like heaven and hell. This is the middle ground between either one of those, right? So it's how you balance it. And what I was ultimately trying to come to, you know what I mean? Because if somebody told me that, and once I start looking at life that way, I just see things totally different, right? It helped me to deal with certain people, right? Certain people are going to be a certain way, and you just can't change them. They're just the ultimate other side of the spectrum, right? And you just have to leave it. Sometimes, like for me, myself, for me to operate and
It's like
understand.
kicking the legs, like motherfucker gonna be have Bambi legs, gonna fall right on his face, stump his
That
head.
there, that there get up on fucking two legs and start hitting you with them fucking hard ass motherfucking hooves. Nigga, you getting fucked up. I'm just telling you. What you gonna do? Choke him out? What you gonna do? Sweep his
Fucking
leg?
mean uppercut.
All right. Hey, put it in the comment. What you think, man? You can one human with no gear beat a deer? We gonna keep it like that. Ain't beating no deer. Listen, what you gonna do? Put it in a headlock? You gonna give it an uppercut? Man,
I'd say you could probably break his neck.
you probably can, but get into it after he done stomped you out like he did homegirl.
I'm sorry. I will never be stomped out by a deer like that, bro. It
Don't
might
you
catch me with a
fuck
couple.
up.
And of course, if it catch you on the chin, at the end of the day, the chin is the chin. You going out, but I like my chances.
Right, listen. So what we're saying with that, with the gorilla and all this shit, right? This motherfucker is walking on that shit all day, right? It's like a motherfucker stomping you in the face. Like, your leg is way stronger than your arm. You ever watch, like, you watch the UFC? When motherfuckers get kicked in the head, they going out. They can take a fucking bunch of fucking punches. But typically, if you get one clean kick consistently, they go out. And that's what I'm saying. This motherfucking deer is walking on them legs all day. Them shits is strong. Just like humans walk on their legs all day. Them legs are strong. Just being honest, man. That's why you can typically squat more than you can bench press. You know what I mean? It just is what it is.
I hear
Anyway,
that. I
deer
hear
gonna fuck you up.
that. All right. So moving on to our next better the fuck out of here topic. All right. So I thought this was a really good one. It is not a video. So this young man, all right, he made his girlfriend a Hello Kitty bouquet all by himself. Look at him. He's so cute, young love, you know what I'm saying? All right. So is he valid, or do he need you to get the fuck out of here?
For making a Hello Kitty bouquet for his girl?
Yeah.
Man, a young man valid, man. He got a little bit of chivalry going, man. Chivalry ain't there. You got that young fella. You know what I mean? Hey, man, I'm going with it. I'm being valid. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna say he valid, because that lesson that's getting ready to hit him is gonna be so hard.
What lesson?
The lesson that All right, let me break it down for the young man, okay?
Break it down for the old head too, boy.
Yeah, so I don't know, like, have you ever like really like when you was in high school and when you were young, did you ever have like a relationship that you thought was gonna last forever?
I mean, we all do, man. It's part of life.
And I think that's also a part of life too, where you do everything that you can to take care of this young woman, and eventually it's gonna get snatched from you, right? It's happened to me, it's happened to countless other men. It's just par for the course. And that young man is gonna get, he's gonna catch a mean uppercut from that young lady at some point. Hopefully she don't end up cheating on him or nothing like that. But I can tell that a hard lesson is coming for him in the future. And yeah, I just hope he has the right people around him to guide him the right way.
I wouldn't say it, man. You're looking at it. I mean, I don't know, man. You're looking at it in a pessimistic manner. I don't know. I think sometimes he can fuck up too. He can be the one that go out there and fucking see a little another little shorty and she start talking to him. That homegirl don't want to talk to him no more. But that is a life, man. I would put it on. I don't know the real percentage. I'm gonna look it up and I'll probably put it in the chat. But I'm gonna say about 97%. Of males go through that, right? You're gonna meet your little shorty that you like. She might not like you, but you like her, thinking life is gonna fucking work. It's just heartbreaks happen, man. It's just what we did. I had multiple. I wouldn't say it was even one. I would say I had about four legit chicks I thought I was gonna be with forever. I'm just saying, starting as a youngin' at that. So that's part of life. I mean.
That is. Hey, so just so the people that are listening, right? It has happened to me before, and I just kind of want to just give it like a quick breakdown, right? So I was young, around 17, 18. I was in love with this girl that I thought I was going to be with forever, you know? It ended up having to be a long distance relationship type deal. And of course, when you're young, you feel like everything is just going to go amazing. And you know, eventually the relationship broke up and I was torn apart by it. I'm talking about it was a different type of depression. Well, it was the first time I ever experienced that type of depression in my life as an 18-year-old kid going through that breakup. It was just one of them things that I had never even one of those things that I had never even talked about. And I didn't really have too many people around me to talk about that. So I was dealing with it by myself and just going through this depression that I had for, I want to say, 2 or 3 years. And then eventually, you know, life goes on. You start working on yourself, you start finding different things to do. But it happens to everybody, right? And yeah, that's all I kind of wanted to get at.
So let me give you this with one of the Johns I thought I was going to be with forever. All right. So we came from this small island, right? I moved, right? I used to go back and forth, you know what I mean? See her. Thought it'll be forever, right? So it was this artist, right? A music artist. And I heard he was smashing, right? Crushed my whole life, bro. Being honest with you, right? Like, how can I compete with a professional artist, right? The crazy thing is, right, me being who I am now, this happened when I was like 15, 16. Yeah, motherfucking young kids getting at it at an early age with these grown people, which is crazy. But the same dude was performing right here, I swear to God, right here, I'll say 2 years ago, right? No bullshit. I went in there, I'm watching the same fucking dude. Right. And I met a chick in there. You know what I mean? I'm like, started talking to her, whatever, right? Topped the number. You know, I thought I was gonna do it. I mean, I thought everything was straight. He got off the stage and went to like this VIP section, right? So like all these chicks start storming the stage. I mean, not storming the stage, like the VIP little section, right? But I guess they have already have like the people picked out, and then he just was same old homegirl. This chick just went all up in there. I was like, God damn. For the second time, this man done got me. You know what I mean? I was like, this can't be life. Listen, on some real shit, I'm like, this has got to be a movie, man. I'm living in a simulation, bro. It ain't no way after 30 something years. That's crazy.
Yo,
That's crazy.
I'll bleep it out. Who's the artist?
You probably don't know him, man. His name's.
Yes,
He's a
I know
Jamaican
him.
artist. You know?
I know.
Crazy.
I've heard some of his music before.
Yeah, right here, Island Flavor, man. I swear to God, bro. Swear to God. I was like, man, this can't be real. Can't be, bro. And I still got Shorty saved in my phone as the bat. It said the baddest, because she was like the baddest in there. I'm being honest, right? She was bad as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, we was dancing and everything. Next thing you know, shit. But yeah.
It's better for you to learn about hypergamy early.
Yeah, that's true. Shit. Man.
Damn.
I was like, I was still like his music. At first, I used to hate this. I'm being honest with you. I used to hate him. Like, man, fuck him, man. Next thing you know, shit, he done did it again.
Yeah, got over on my boy, man.
My man don't even know me, and I hate that. Well, I was beefing with this nigga forever. Beefing with him again now and shit. Like, God damn, nigga. How much time you gonna keep getting?
Damn, man. Leave my mans alone. Spare my boy, man.
Yeah, man, give me a break. Give me a break.
All right. We'll move on to the next battle the fuck out of here. You done had some hurt in your life, my boy.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying, man. It is. It's. I just see hurt is part of life, man. Just gotta take it. Keep rolling.
All right. So for everybody that's well, it's not really much going on in the video, right? But for the people that are listening, this lady, she says she gave up custody of her kids to spend more weekends where she's able to walk through the park and be at peace, right? And in the in actual well, in the comments, she talks about 10 reasons why she gave him full custody. One, she's emotionally checked out. Two, she carried the emotional labor and the kids alone. He always said he could do it better, so she let him. She lost herself in motherhood and needed to find herself again. Her kids don't need a broken mom trying to fake it. Or the court didn't take her kids, she handed them over. She still gets visitation, but she doesn't show up when she gets visitation. Child support is cheaper than therapy. He has a stable girlfriend now, she can handle PTA meetings. And lastly, I'm finally sleeping through the night, and honestly, I feel alive again. All right, the first comment says, yes, sis, it's his turn. All right, Mac, I want to ask you, is that young lady valid or should she get the fuck out of here?
I mean, it's unpopular opinion, man, but I think she's valid as fuck. I think she's valid. I don't care. I'm doing it right now, that single parent and shit. And all the females that I might have said some shit about, you know what I mean? Listen, I commend y'all if y'all can do that shit and raise decent kids at the same time. It's stressful, bro. So I think she's valid, and I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Got you. So, because we shit on deadbeat dads on this podcast, I'm also gonna shit on deadbeat moms, right? And I understand we all need a break sometimes, right? But you not having full custody and you not showing up for visitation, all right, it's gonna leave those kids with a certain level of trauma. I know me growing up, right? My mom and my dad had their issues, and my dad at one point he had joint custody and he would have visitation, but he would never show up. And I'm not sitting here trying to like shit on him. I'm not upset at him or anything like that. I've forgiven him. It's the past. It is what it is. But when it comes to that visitation thing and not showing up when you say that you're going to show up, I think that hurts the kids a lot more than anything else. It goes to show your kids that one, they aren't important. Two, that promises are meant to be broken, and it just gives them a sense of insecurity in their life, right? Because they're like, okay, mom's supposed to pick me up today on this Friday for the weekend. We're going to spend time together, and then she doesn't show up. And as a parent that has looked at my kids and had to look at that disappointment in their faces, when a parent doesn't show up, you doing that to a child is one of the worst things that to me that you could do. And that doesn't matter, man, woman, mother, father, to me, it doesn't really matter. Don't do that to your fucking kids. Just plain and simple.
All right, so this is what I'm saying is in the middle ground, that you always got to find the middle ground, right? So I'd rather the kid not see this motherfucking parent than the kid go over there and the parent say, "You know what? I wish your ass wasn't here because I'd been on this little trip right now. I wish your motherfucking ass wasn't here because I could have been in the park clearing my head, right? I wish or treating the kid bad because now you're frustrated that you got this motherfucker." And everything's gonna irritate the fuck out of him because you know when you don't want somebody around you, it's gonna irritate the fuck out of you. So as soon as they fucking walk their ass to that fridge, right? Who the fuck tell you to go in my fridge? I'd rather them not have that verbal, right? That verbal beatdown from their parent and just the person just not being there. So that's what I'm saying. It's valid. I'd rather you take care of yourself and get your mental state back to a funk to regular functional to a regular functional state than to be mistreating these kids. And that's why I said she's valid. Maybe she has some mental issues going on that she needs some clarity, right? Some therapy, right? And that's what she needs. I don't know. That's probably her therapy is walking through the mall, going on vacations, whatever, right? Get that stuff out. I think it's necessary sometimes.
I like your viewpoint on that because my initial response was just to immediately hit the deadbeat angle. But parents are people too, and they do need to take care of their mental health. However, it don't have to be, we can do supervised visits. We can do one day here and there, right? The kids don't necessarily have to stay there for a long period of time. Like if you're coming up with visitation, if there's some type of court visitation, you can say, "Hey, I only want to see the kids maybe once a week, maybe once a month, hell, maybe even once a year." It you can define whatever those terms are. I mean, if y'all went to court already, you already know that these things have already like they've already been established and discussed, and you make the terms. That's why I can't necessarily say that it's valid because I mean, at the end of the day, she can establish whatever terms she wants to see her kids in whatever capacity. So you making that promise to your kids and taking and keeping that promise away is bullshit. And we talk about this all the time, like as men making a promise and keeping it, right? One of the reasons why we continue to be consistent with this podcast is because we keep our word to each other. And as a man, your word is all you got.
Yeah, I mean, and you are right. And what I'm saying is we should you should it should be at least 50-50, right? And you guys come up with that however you want. Like I wish my situation was I get her for a week, moms get her for a week. I get her for a week, moms get her for so I can have that personal time for myself as well because your frustrations is gonna consistently build. I don't give a fuck how much you talk about you love your kid. That kid is gonna fucking irritate the fuck out of you at times. And it is what it is. And you need that space instead of, and you need that person you can call and be like, "Hey, can you get the kid right now? Because I don't feel a certain way and I feel like I'm gonna do something wrong, right? And I don't want him to see me in this light." When you don't have that chance to do that, the kid are now is now gonna see that, right? They're gonna see that frustration come up. So I say, 50-50. That's the best pair. If you can't live together, 50-50. You know what I mean? And that's I'm saying that from a person that got majority custody. You know what I mean? I'd give that time up anytime. Because I don't want no fucking money from her that I need to fucking because that's how most people are. Like they getting that little bit of money and they be like, I can't let them stay with their dad for this long time or their mom because they're gonna cut back my child support. You see what I'm saying? And that's just a selfish take on it. They don't give a fuck about the kids. It's about me and my ego and how much money I'm getting. Just being straightforward with that.
All right. Well, first off, I want to say that concludes the Valid the Fuck Out of Here segment. But you just touched on what I kind of wanted to touch on next.
Offset. So TMZ exclusively broke a story that Offset is asking for spousal support in his divorce from Cardi B. So they say that the rapper filed an amended divorce response earlier this month, and he is now asking that Cardi B pay him spousal support. He does not request a specific amount in the documents. The rest of the requests look relatively unchanged. Offset is still asking for joint custody of the children, and he wants Cardi's place to serve as a primary residence for the kids. Now, when these reports came out, you know, I like to reach out and figure out what is going on. So
Yes, yes.
I reached out to both sides. We heard back from Offset's team. Offset team says that he does not need the money, that this was filed because he alleges that Cardi B was trying to come at him on things that were not fair. He alleges that she wants to decide when he can see the kids. He also alleges that Cardi B is asking for everything, like the properties and the cars. So his attorneys did this. And he also alleges, and this is a big allegation, he also alleges that he did this because Cardi B is barely ever with their kids.
All right, so I'm gonna stop it right there. What do you think about Offset asking Cardi B for spousal support?
So she clarified that. So she said he's only doing it because she's just coming for him. Because at first, that's what I was having. So I would say he's valid, right? I'll just say that's a valid take because she's trying to come for everything. Because typically, they're gonna give. We're gonna be honest, the woman everything, right? They're gonna give it to him naturally. So I guess he's just taking a preemptive strike, right? He's trying to get ahead of it before if he fucks around and he'd have to be paying. So I think he's valid. I think he's valid. But if it's for the truth, like if he wanted the money, then you're not showing a good leader, right? As an asking for money, being a male. I don't care what nobody say. The right thing is to get your money, right? But if you're gonna raise kids, right, as in being a provider, can't be asking for money. That's how I see it. I don't ask my daughter mom for shit. I just take care of, you know what I mean?
I mean, I agree in certain situations, right? So if the person that don't have all the money is gonna be the actual, like the better parent, I do think sometimes that is valid. I think in this situation, I think Offset is, well, because we know, like we've done the courtship before, right? And you know, when you play in those court streets, things are a little bit different. So you have to document everything and you got to get everything set up a certain way. So him asking for the spousal support does make it look like since he's the one that has less money and he's able to, you know, kind of play that game and say, I'm here able to be with the kids a little bit more. And that last piece was very telling. Even though I don't believe that she's not, well, I don't know. I can't really tell. Even if she's with the kids or if she's not with the kids, him throwing that piece in there makes it look away already. And public perception is already kind of looking at it kind of crazy because we're all seeing videos of her being on boats with Stefon Diggs and, you know, him with the pink and the girl shaking ass on a boat. It don't look like something that's conducive to what I want to raise my kid around. Just having that video kind of helps him in a lot of ways. I don't know if, have you seen that video?
Nah, I haven't seen it, but I mean, I've seen her like always out. Like he's not relevant like that anymore. The Migos are not really doing shit, so he's valid. I mean, he's gonna be at home most of the time with the kids, if that's what the case is, right? So, yeah, she's still decent and I mean, in the public eye. So, I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm looking for that video now. Like the video looks bad. So there's a couple different videos, but you know, she's on a boat with Stefon Diggs. But I'm gonna play this video real quick just to kind of show you what I'm talking about.
You said they had pink.
Yeah, they got pink. It looks like they're blanking all the videos out, which is smart. All right, so they go Cardi B shaking ass on a yacht. Which a woman should be able to have a good time outside of, you know, the kids and whatnot. I'm just looking for the video, which it looks like his team did a really good job of cleaning it up. All right, here it And they all over there calling him daddy. They don't have a video like the audio and whatnot, but it looks bad. All right. And if I see that video and I'm Offset, oh, I'm absolutely running to the damn courts with that video.
Damn right. I don't care if they don't have a video of her snorting it. she's around it.
And it goes to show you that's how these court games work, unfortunately. You have to be very petty. And even when I was going through what I was going through, I hated it because my lawyer, he would be asking me specific questions about specific things. I'd be like, I don't even want to bring that up. And like, no, you have to, or else you won't win this case. And I was like, okay, well, that's fair.
See, the crazy thing, and I did it by myself. It wasn't that hard for me, that's why. So I don't know the lawyer route. I had to be petty because, they give you, it's called newfound evidence. So like her lawyer gave me like all the documents that they had against me. And like I had to give her what I had, which was nothing. Because I don't know much about that shit. But I took that motherfucker and I saw how petty that shit was because they had to give it to you ahead of time. And I just used that shit to spin that shit around back on her and shit.
Like court shit, that court shit is shaky, man. It's ugly, it's disgusting, and yeah, you got to play the game. So you got to do what you got to do.
It's a dirty game, boy.
It's a dirty, dirty game. But while we're talking about dirty games and we're talking about couples, all right, before we get out of here, Remy Ma and Papoose are back at it again, man. You hate to see it, right? So they got
Beef.
into a whole Twitter beef. He was making allegations against her. She was making allegations against him. She said he wasn't paying bills. She was supporting him. He said he was writing all her raps. It got real ugly in the Twitter streets. I'm trying to think if, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna play parts of this video. The mudslinging, man. I hate it. So let me play hers first because she was first in the order. All right, here we go.
It's holding me.
And let me shoot.
It's the same go. You play with pigs, you end up in the mud. You were talking about the mudslinging. I was like,
Yeah, man. You playing in the mud.
yeah, I'm not doing that. I was paying rent from jail. Now he's a wife. Listen, this is what I would like. Papoose, you have my lawyer's information. If you can't afford to retain a lawyer, since your lawyer that the number you gave us has not been retained yet, I told you I'll pay for it. If somebody over there that loves you wants to pay for it, great. That will make me happy. Everything is signed and ready to go. I don't want nothing. I'm not even asking for child support. My daughter's school, her babysitter, her nanny, her gymnastics, her swimming, her dancing, her healthcare, her all of that. I take care of it like I've always done. I don't need anything.
That's giving police lawyer talk. I'm not paying for whatever's supposed to be in the bags. No. Here they go. They right here. There they go. No. Stop. I don't know what people have. Y'all don't know what people have.
All right, so she's talking to the comments. All right, so the biggest thing was the first video was what she started out with. She started talking to him. I guess they had a court case, and things went the way that they went, and she took to the Twitter streets or to the Instagram live streets. All right, and all right, so plain and simple, he got on there, he started talking about her cheating with another woman. While they were together, blah blah blah, just doing the mudslinging thing. Just what type of advice do you have for this young couple?
I mean, they're not young because they old. He older than me. I know that for a fact. But anyways, they're just messy. I don't know what to tell a motherfucker that's older than me. I mean, I can't. I just think who is actually paying. I mean, everybody's paying attention to it. I'm just saying, that shit is just so fucking over my head because both of them are not really nobodies. I'm saying in the celebrity game. in itself. That's where I kind of like checked out. I'm just being honest, right? I'm just like checked out. Like, who the fuck are y'all? Papoose is just like a fucking a side rapper, right? That never made it big, never really had a hit. Remy Ma, biggest. I can't. Listen, I'm being honest with you. This is off the top of my head. I don't even know if it's her song, right? But isn't that song is like, put your right hand up, put your left hand. Is that her song? Whatever. What?
Yeah,
Anyway.
I have no clue. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. What's her biggest song? I was thinking about that as you was
No, she's
playing
in
the
a lot
group.
of like so the Terror Squad stuff, like
I
old
know.
Terror Squad songs.
I'm tracking, but what is her biggest song? Like, because he was saying he wrote her biggest hits, right? So I was just trying to think about that off the top of my head as you was playing the video, and I'm just like, you know what, man, these motherfuckers are irrelevant.
So
So
Lean Back,
just,
she had that All the Way Up.
yeah, okay. That was a hit. I ain't gonna lie.
Conceited, yep, that conceited song. She had
Conceited was a hit.
some stuff, yeah.
Yeah, Conceited was. I'm gonna take it back. Thank you for letting me know. I don't want nobody killing me in the comments, right? Them some hits. I ain't even gonna front. I ain't gonna front. Just them two you just stated. Them shits was crazy. So, hey, I mean, but in real life, man, both really corny. I'm just saying, be adults at this point, man. Like this shit don't have to be on the internet. And both of them is an ego thing. He's trying to play like what would you say? Like when you're a little more classy, right? He's playing it a little bit more classy, but it's still the same shit. You're just being petty. Both of them fucking being petty as fuck. And that shit corny. They acting like fucking teenagers on social media.
I mean, plain and simple, it's just whenever you are in a relationship, keep that shit off the internet. And I know what she's trying to do. It just, even if everything that she says is true, even if everything is true, it looks bad for you to get on the streets and go out there and push this out to a person that you claim to love at one point, right? Because y'all were together, y'all were locked in for at least a little while. He waited on you to get out of prison. So there was love there. And for you to get up here and try to bash that person in order to try to save your brand, to me, looks corny. Especially when, like I said before, he's not really saying much. So the big thing is just in relationships, just keep your shit off the internet. And that's all I can say. And it's y'all are older. Y'all are older than us, right? Keep your shit off the internet. It's plain and simple. Hey, but just what you got to say to the people, bro?
No, I just wanted to hit on that real quick again, man. Like, because I know we were defending him, saying like he held her down the whole time while she was booked. And you know what she's been saying is now, like, is in he probably was just around just waiting for the bread, bro. On some real shit, like, because that's what she's saying. I mean, I'm just going from her perspective because she is trying to prove how much of a bum this nigga is. Right. And just even in that video when she was just stating that she was still paying his shit, like all of his medical and shit, while she was still booked, right? And she's just trying to prove that this dude is a bum. It makes me start to think like this nigga probably was just sticking around for the bread, right? Because who is he fucking with right now? And see what I'm saying? Like, is he just around for the bread? Is he just I don't know. I'm just speculating. I don't fucking know shit. I'm just gonna leave it right there, man. Like Papoose just around for the bread. That's because that's what she keeps trying to prove.
I
And
don't think
I'm
that's the
believing.
case. I mean, and at the end of the day, right? Scammers are gonna scam. And when you get scammed, when you get online and you start complaining about the scam, right, it looks bad. The optics from what happened with her in a relationship and her getting a dude that looks exactly like Papoose, to me, tells a different story, right? It to me, the story is just not making sense just as a whole. Like I said, the dude that she's with now, the battle rapper, looks exactly like Papoose, just a weirder looking version of him. It's like, all right, well, you can't hate the dude that much when you picked another dude that got his exact same face, right? If you really thought that this dude was the scum of the earth, you wouldn't have said anything in the first place in order to go and try to start damage control. And the dude, if that was the case, while y'all were together, he was a broke dude. And keep that same energy of not calling him a broke dude now that you're out of the relationship. It's weird. It's the same thing as when, women say, "Oh, his d was little." His d wasn't little when you was messing with him, before me. Like when y'all were together for 10, 11 years, you were perfectly fine with it. So it's like, don't bring that shit up now. Don't nobody want to hear it. Don't nobody really care like that. The only reason I'm bringing it up is because the algorithm does something whenever we mention these two. But I'm gonna be real. Nobody cares. Have your shit in private.
And you're right. I mean, hurt people, man. And I don't know. That's what I'm saying. You should have said that shit when it was a thing. Can't bring it up now. That's facts. I appreciate that perspective because I didn't look at it that way. It's crazy.
Yeah, man. But what you got to say to the people before we get up out of here?
What I got to say to y'all, man, listen, stay the fuck out the street late at night. I mean, after 10 o'clock, man, it's a wrap, right? And don't get your ass beat by a deer just like this. Nah, you good.
Yeah, I was about to say legs and bad decisions after 10. All right. Hey, first and foremost, I want to say thank you to Mac for showing up. I want to say thank you to all you guys. I want to say thank you for my son sitting in the background. I just want to say thank you to everybody that's a part of this show. Thank you for everybody that does everything to make this show happen every week, including the smaller things like my wife watching the kids right now. And I'm just so appreciative. And for the people that listen, right, we appreciate you guys listening. All right. We're going to only get better with this content. And we just ask that, you continue to hang with us and it's going to be something great. All right. Lastly, I want to leave you guys with, hey, just be careful with them Jamaican artists, right? They're taking on real quick. All right. This has been another episode of We're Not Experts Podcast and we out. Peace.